Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. And a most cordial welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you become our very special audience on the new National Guard show. In creating this different and sparkling series of dramatic radio productions, it is our intention to combine plays of radio's most skilled writers with famous stars of motion pictures to bring you unforgettable enjoyment. The National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Dean Clark in Freedom of the Press. And now, here's Act One Curtain. America is known the world over for its great newspapers. This story concerns one of our early editors, James King, one of the first martyrs to the cause of freedom of the press, and his assistant, Brad Evans.
See, now I get the thing here.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, Ellen.
Well, here I am. The rig's outside and... Oh, Brad. Brad, you're not even ready.
Ready? Oh, the picnic. This was the day of the picnic.
Brad, not again. And after I especially ask Uncle James to give you the afternoon off.
I'm sorry, Ellen. I haven't got any excuse. But I can still get ready if you want me to.
Oh, no. It'd be too late. Besides, you're up to your ears in printer's ink. What in the world made you forget this time, Brad?
Oh, same thing, I'm afraid. Another of your uncle's editorials. To tell you the truth, Ellen, I've been standing here debating whether to go on setting it up or to go in and argue with him about it. These are powerful men he's attacking, Ellen. You don't realize the trouble he's asking for.
Oh, please, Brad. You know how I feel about that. Besides, if you believe in him as much as you say you do...
I do believe in him, but I believe in this paper, but I don't believe we're using the right method. People... At least some people can't accept these things if you just throw it in their faces, even if it is the truth.
Well, I don't know about that, Brad. All I do know is that Uncle is a fine, sincere man.
Of course he is. And the city needs his leadership in this fight against crime and graft and crooked courts. That's why I hate to see him take their chances. He's stubborn, Ellen.
Yes,
I tell
Brad.
You...
Go on.
Oh, hello, Uncle James.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear you come in.
It's all right, Brad. You've said all these things to me many times.
Without much effect, I'm afraid, sir.
Brad, listen to me.
Perhaps I'd better go, Uncle.
No, I want you to hear this, too. Brad, you were going to say that the truth might be tempered a little or glossed over so it won't be so ugly. I say when that happens, it ceases to be the truth. I've taken a stand, Brad, and I want you to stand beside me. But our paper, the Bulletin, is not going to back down. Now that editorial, Sam or one of the other boys can finish setting it up. You and Ellen...
No, sir. I'll stay. I'll finish it. You'll forgive me, Ellen?
Oh, of course, Brad.
Good, then let's get to work. We've got a paper to get out.
The Bulletin, November 14th, 1855. This paper denounces one David C. Carter for his selfish, grafting aims in local politics. Any astute observer need only to look at it.
Oh, Brad. With music like this, you're not thinking about Uncle's editorials again.
Oh, a little, perhaps. There's something a lot more important to think about. Shall we sit the rest of this one out, Ellen?
Well, now that's more like it.
The Bulletin, January 10th, 1856. Now the high watermark of infamy has been attained. Charles Cora, known assassin of William H. Richardson, still remains unpunished. How long will the citizens of this...
Isn't it beautiful, Brad?
Beautiful? Very beautiful.
But But you're not watching the violinist.
I know, Ellen. I'm watching you.
The Bulletin, May 14, 1856. When will our citizens awaken to the realization that J.P. Casey is defrauding the taxpayers of city funds? Together with his fellow grafters and cheats, Casey is bleeding us white. If this despicable condition persists, the future of the city will be seriously threatened.
Brad and I have
Sorry, sir. We thought you were alone.
I'd prefer to be. However, as you see, I have unwelcome company. This is Mr. Casey.
Casey?
That's right. James P. Casey.
Oh, Uncle.
It seems that Mr. Casey has been offended by our last editorial, Brad. He came here demanding an apology.
And a retraction. In your next edition.
I think you'll find that's impossible, Mr. Casey.
He knows that. I've already told him it isn't our policy to retract the truth.
I suppose you can prove it's the truth in a court of law.
A court that you bribed, Mr. Casey?
Uncle James, please.
Never mind, Ellen. Casey, we've wasted enough time. I believe my niece here has something she wanted to tell me. If you'll excuse us.
All right, King. Have it your way. But if you think this closes...
I'm not interested in your threats, Mr. Casey. Get out. Just get out.
Very well. But we'll meet again, King. Under different circumstances.
Oh. I knew something like this would happen.
I'm glad it did happen. And it was a pleasure.
Oh, but Uncle James, if he does take it to court...
Court? That was just a threat. It'll never get that far.
What if it should? Could we prove our statements?
Everybody knows that they're true.
But can we prove them? Casey can't afford to let this stop here. Have we got documentary evidence?
We'll get evidence. I wrote that editorial to drive him into the open.
And in the process, you've driven yourself into a corner.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Brad.
No, I won't wait a minute. For a long time, I've tried to point out that we've been going about this the wrong way.
You seem to forget... Who's running this paper, Brad?
Look, you can't beat men like Casey by getting yourself thrown in jail or worse.
Suppose you let me be the judge of that.
All right, sir, I will. If it's my resignation you want...
That seems to be the only solution.
Then you have it. And it may as well be effective immediately.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen. I don't suppose you'll want to come with me.
No, Brad. Not now. Uncle will need me. I'll have to stay.
James King.
Hmm? Yes? Somebody speak to me?
Yes. I did.
Oh. It's you, Casey. I thought we...
The curtain falls on Act One of Freedom of the Press, starring Dane Clark. Act Two in just a moment, but first... This message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, National Guardsmen from your community will join some 350,000 other citizen soldiers and airmen in 15 days intensive field training. They are voluntarily relinquishing their time to better prepare themselves to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. In the same spirit, many businessmen are making their contribution to national security and local welfare by granting Guardsmen employees the required 2 weeks military leave without sacrifice of income or vacation. Some employers make up the difference between military and civilian pay. Others give full pay during this period of field training. Whether you serve in the National Guard or support it as an interested citizen, you are making a real contribution to our national defense. And by giving this service, you assure yourself and your country continued security and freedom. Now back to our show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Freedom of the Press, starring Dane Clark as Brad Evans. After the murder of James King, Brad hurried back to the newspaper to help set up the type.
All right, Sam. You can give me a proof on this now.
Okay.
It'll do the usual. Oh, hello, Ellen. I heard about your uncle, Ellen. I took the liberty of coming down. I thought he would have wanted the paper to go out anyhow.
the paper. Do you think the paper matters now?
It was the most important thing in his life.
His life is ended. I came here to tell Sam to close up the shop.
No, no. No, please, Ellen, let me tell you something. If it were in my power to change what's past, I'd change everything I said to your uncle 2 weeks ago. Well, it's too late for that, but there's still one thing I can do if you'll let me.
Can you bring him back, Brad?
No, but I can see that the crusade he started isn't finished. I can see that truth and justice still get a hearing. I can point the way to a better day, a day when the Caseys and all the rest like them will be afraid to show their faces in American cities.
Afraid? You're talking about being afraid?
Yes, I know. I deserve that, Ellen. Once. But I don't anymore. All I ask is that you have faith in me. Just enough faith to let me try to carry on where your uncle left off.
Oh, Brad, I...
Look, Ellen, do I have your faith?
Oh, Brad, you have more than that. You have my faith and my love. You've always had it.
I'll prove worthy, darling. I promise you. But now, Sam?
Yeah?
Bring that proof.
Okay.
Oh, Brad, you think we can do it? Can we?
Can we? Look, Ellen, we are. Come on, I'll make up the presses, and Ellen, you've got to proofread this, if you will. We've got a paper to get out. This is Dane Clark speaking. A few hours later, another edition of the Bulletin was in the hands of its readers, carrying on the spirit of its martyred editor, James King. Inspired by leadership like this, America awoke to the gravity of the situation. Reform movements brought justice to James Casey and hundreds like him. Thus came the successful end of James King's forceful campaign and the beginning of a great journalistic tradition for American newspapers.
Curtain rings down, and you've heard Freedom of the Press, starring Dane Clark, presented by your National Guard. Thank you, Dane, for a fine performance. Ladies and gentlemen, next week our Citizen Army, the National Guard, will present Vincent Price. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.